This is John Daly, and you are listening to the Daily News Minute on killradio.org. Thursday, August 2nd, 2007. Bridge in Minneapolis collapses. During the heart of rush hour traffic, an interstate highway bridge dropped more than 60 feet into the Mississippi River, killing at least 9 people. Governor Tim Pawlenty said at a news conference, "This is a catastrophe of historic proportions for Minnesota." U.S. July death toll reaches 80. The military said today that 2 U.S. soldiers were killed in southern Baghdad on Tuesday. This brings the total number of U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq during the month of July to 80. Democrats cave on electronic surveillance. John D. Rockefeller, Democrat, West Virginia, chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, said, "Given the continued threat environment and some recent technological developments, we have become convinced that we must take some immediate but interim steps to improve collection of foreign intelligence in a manner that does not compromise civil liberties of U.S. citizens." Yesterday, the House and Senate Democrats agreed to a temporary plan that would enlarge the government's authority to carry out electronic surveillance. Taliban and South Korean diplomats to meet. After South Korea and the United States said they would not use military operations to rescue the hostages, the Taliban has agreed to meet South Korean diplomats to discuss the outcome of the remaining 21 hostages. This has been John Daly reporting for the Daily News Minute on killradio.org.